Now, again, on the space theme, an American entrepreneur has launched a cheese into
A
space.
cheese.
A cheese, a wheel of cheese.
An actual edible cheese.
An actual edible wheat cheese, great big one, couple of feet across. Now, SpaceX is a relatively small Californian-based company, and it has just launched a wheel of Le Bruyere cheese into space. And more impressively, brought it back down again after two orbits. Why? Essentially just because they could.
So why not?
Exactly. The really impressive thing about SpaceX, which is a relatively small company mostly owned by Elon Musk, who made a fortune out of PayPal and decided to spend the money essentially building space rockets to try and get our civilization into space, is that this company has both built the Falcon 9 rocket themselves and the Dragon space capsule, which brought it back down again. And this is particularly interesting because a capsule is designed to be able to carry seven people at some point in the future when they've done a few extra safety attributions and when the rocket is known to be a bit more reliable. And for now, SpaceX are concentrating on using the Dragon capsule to take cargo to and from the International Space Station. The cheese was sent up because they needed something to act as a payload, and it's an experimental rocket, and no one's going to put anything really valuable on there. And there was no reason not to send a cheese. And I think it's rather refreshing and positive for the space industry that someone is in a position to send some cheese into space just because they want to.
And I guess that's because, of course, with every mission we've sent so far, every single gram that we send up there has to be accounted for. It has to do something for us. And so frivolities like cheese, it's just been something we haven't been able to think about.
That's right, and the organisations are very large and bureaucratic, whereas this is essentially a small startup company, and Elon Musk is in control, and so if he wants to send some cheese up, he can.
And I guess the really important question about this was there any ill effect to the cheese? How did it taste afterwards?
I don't think anyone has eaten the cheese yet, but I'm sure it's now an awful lot more valuable than it was before they launched it up there.